Turned out Rory Sullivan, the New York lawyer who'd been waiting at the airport, was not a guy, and she had the prettiest nipples I'd ever seen. How the hell did I know that? Because I was eyeing them, watching as they hardened in the cool air of her hotel room. "You going to look or are you going to touch?" she asked, reaching up and taking off my Stetson. She tossed it somewhere behind me as I continued to take in those hard tips. Fuck if that ballsy question didn't make my dick hard. Harder. I had one hand braced on the door above her head. I was close, but not touching. We hadn't made it any further into the room before I spun her to face the door, slid the zipper down the back of her high-powered dress, and pushed it down to her hips. Next went the catch on her bra, and when I turned her back around, it fell right off. She was a tiny thing, and my head was tilted down to take her all in, but I lifted my gaze from her spectacular rack to her green eyes. "You going to stop with the sass, or am I going to have to make you?" I asked. Her eyes flared with a mixture of determination, fury, and need at my question. This hate-fuck banter had been going on since baggage claim. She'd come to Montana a day early, for a meeting at Wainwright Holdings, but had decided to ride on a cowboy's dick was a way to kick the trip off. I was more than happy to oblige. As long as it was mine, she was climbing on. I'd figured her out pretty quickly. Walking into the baggage area, I'd found the New Yorker my sister, North, asked me to collect and entertain. Except she hadn't been a guy. She'd been in a slim-cut dress that screamed Big City. It had a conservative cut meant for a Connecticut country club, filled with stodgy rich folk, except it showed off every curve of her pint-sized body. If that wasn't enough, she wore a pair of ruthless heels that did plenty for her legs. It had been the phone connected to her head like a teenager, and the way her toe tapped on the industrial carpet that clinched my thoughts about her. Rory Sullivan, the sexy-as-fuck power broker, was a wound-tight, sexy siren who'd made my dick hard from across the luggage conveyor belt. I'd instantly wanted to fuck a high-maintenance East Coast workaholic, who, by the half of the conversation I'd been able to overhear, probably wore a string of weak men's balls as a necklace. Maybe that had been it. Her I'm-in-fucking-charge attitude that was so out of place here in Big Sky Country. I wanted to bend her to my will, get her on her knees. Fuck that priss right out of her. Make her forget the names of her clients as well as her own. To rule her world. I'd gone to the airport in the first place because my sister had discovered I was in town to do my monthly big box store shopping and had asked. I spent my days in the saddle and no doubt she wanted me to have a conversation with a real person instead of a horse. She was worried about me now that she, a ball buster herself, had found Jed Barnett. North didn't have to worry. Fuck no. I could deal with people when I wanted. One sexy one in particular, especially naked. I doubted North envisioned this kind of welcome to Montana for me, but she sure as shit couldn't complain I wasn't being attentive. I had headed us toward my favorite burger restaurant, intending to feed Rory dinner and drop her off at her hotel. Instead, she'd said she wanted a different kind of meat. No, she hadn't said that exactly. But something else just as bold that had me turning my truck toward her hotel, and instead of leaving her at the entrance, escorted her to her room, and out of her bra. Rory's small hands went to my belt buckle as she eyed me, tipped her chin up when she reached in, and I hissed at the aggressive tug. "You might have your hand around my dick," I told her, leaning down to kiss those sassy lips. She moaned and I took the kiss deeper, tangled my fingers in her long hair. Pulled a little when she gave me a rough stroke. "But if you think you're in charge." I couldn't say much more than that because, fuck me, her hand felt good. Her grip was firm as it slid up and down the shaft. The swipe of her thumb over the tip was like heaven. I was going to come like a guy who hadn't fucked in a while. I'd assumed I was too old for the stranger fucking routine, but she changed my mind. I was content about this one-off. I didn't do more, especially with a woman from the East Coast. I'd dated and fallen for one in college, wanted more and gotten burned. Not fucking happening again. "You sure about that?" she replied, sounding pretty happy with bringing a 6'4 man to his knees. Because I did just that. Dropped to my knees on the rug in front of her, tugged the dress down her hips and pulled it around her ankles. She kicked it free and there she was, a little firecracker in ruthless stilettos and a black lace thong. The corner of my mouth tipped up. That wet spot makes me feel pretty confident.